This is Stuck Mike on the field at Oshkosh. AirVenture is a great place to see one-of-a-kind airplanes, and right on the north side of Celebration Way, the main walkway from the admission gate to Aeroshell Square, is the Grimes Flying Lab. It was created by the company credited with inventing aircraft exterior lighting, and it was developed as a test and demonstration platform. Restored and returned to flight in 2008, this military C-45, now classified as experimental, catches your eye with its bright red, white, and blue paint job. But what makes her so unique is that she is festooned with dozens of functional lights on the tail, on the belly, on both wingtips. In fact, so many on the wingtips that they've changed the wing to hold them all. Her story is told by Mike Greenlee, a member of the Grimes Flying Lab Foundation, whose father was an engineer at the Grimes Company.
This aircraft is a C-45. It was built in 1954 and was one of the airplanes that Grimes had as a flying laboratory. It's got over 90 lights on it, and they used to use it as a marketing tool at air shows. The airplane actually flew in 75 to the Paris Air Show. They would fly the airplane at various times for different customers, Boeing, McDonnell Douglas, and different airline customers, and fly it at different distances at night to look at different types of lighting systems. The airplane was sold. A company bought it that we're going to use it to put jumpers out. And, of course, you can't use an experimental airplane for hire, so it was pushed back in a cornfield, and they took the engines off. And 9 years ago, we started a Flying Lab Foundation. Honeywell purchased the airplane and brought it back to Urbana on a flatbed truck out of the cornfield, and it's been restored beautifully, and we started flying last February.
Walk around with me here over to the left wing. There's an assemblage on the end of the left wing that looks from a distance like a tip tank, and then you get close to it and it is just clustered with red and clear lights of every style and design. What's going on here?
It's part of the demonstration feature of the airplane. The pod was designed and built and put on the airplane, and actually this pod is what makes the airplane experimental. There's no STC for the pod. Some engineers, including my father at Grimes back a long time ago, started doing the paperwork to do that, and as things evolved, it just never got done, and that's what makes the airplane an experimental aircraft. All the rest of the lights you see on the outside of the airplane are standard airplane lights that could be put on the airplane.
So now we're at the back of that pod. So there's a transparent dome across the front, and you're pointing to what doesn't look like a light until you get right up on it, and there are three LED cells in there.
That's correct.
Right under the bottom of the fuselage, bottom center, there's a cluster of several what look like rotating beacons. What's going on there?
Rotating beacon and a couple of strobe lights. And now the rotating beacon you see on this side was just your standard old-fashioned rotating beacon from back in the late 50s and 60s. And you see the where you get into anti-collision lights and the strobes, the red and the clear one on the belly of the airplane, more from more modern, even 70s, 80s.
Do you fly this plane?
I don't fly this plane. I used to fly these, but it's been about 25 years. We have another pilot that flies this, and then we bring a crew of folks to things like this for a good time and to be here with the airplane and answer questions and so on and so forth.
So when you fly at dusk, do you ever turn them all on?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And what does that look like?
It looks great.
Mike Greenlee of the Grimes Flying Lab Foundation of Urbana, Ohio. They've brought the one-of-a-kind Grimes Flying Lab to AirVenture. It's on Celebration Way as you enter AirVenture from the main gate. On the field at Oshkosh in 2009, I'm Stuck Mike.